You're listening to the Call Me Mr. You, the podcast, your new home for inspiration, family, sports conversations, and a lot of other stuff. We're your all-purpose pod for an all-purpose life and your weekly mirror check before you go change the world, baby. Enjoy the show. To the all-purpose pod for an all-purpose life, wherever you are and however you're listening to the Call Me Mr. You, the podcast. We thank you once again for making us a part of your morning, your day, and your week. We're your weekly mirror check before you change the world. Thank you. You can find us on all of our socials at the Call Me Mr. You, either M-I-S-T-A-Y-U or M-R-Y-U. You can find us on all of the socials. Thanks again for supporting us. The podcast has been growing since the last time we chatted together, so great to have you guys back. A lot has changed. We pride ourselves on being the all-purpose pod for an all-purpose life. So when we talk about things on this show, it's designed to be all things to all people. We want to address the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. Everything that matters to you, we want to try to address it on the show because it matters to me. I'm a whole person or ascribe to be a whole person, and you guys are as well. So we're going to speak to topics that matter to you, and you guys have been seeing a lot of stuff relating to our garden and what we're doing with building our Goshen. So we're excited about how that's going. A lot of new eyes on the podcast and a lot of input, gardening advice being given and gardening advice being received from my wife and I as we venture into this new territory. So thank you again for your support. Please, of course, like, share, and subscribe. You can find our podcast audio-wise on everywhere where you enjoy your podcast: Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, etc. And of course, our YouTube channel for all the full audio and video at the Call Me Mr. You on YouTube. You can find us there. And of course, we're talking about everything under the sun: sports, family life, gardening, finances, and of course, you, the whole person, and what you specifically need. Thank you again for joining us, and thank you again for your support. Thanks for hitting the like button. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much. You know, there's a lot of things on my heart since the last time we got together. A lot has happened since the last time we were together like this. So thank you for hanging in there with me. One of the things I want to do, I want to start off by reading you a passage of scripture. Now, don't tune me out. I want you to hear this because, you know, we all in some way, shape, or form, no matter what we ascribe to from a religious or faith-filled standpoint, we all desire to be a light. Now, that comes to some degree of confusion out there, if you look around, and some degree of agenda, even some levels of wickedness too. And then there's some generosity and people really trying to do the right thing by people because they want the right things done by themselves. It's not hard to understand. But out there, you're going to see a lot of people who aspire to be a light. They may feel as though they are an asset to their workplaces. They're an asset to their church or organized ministry. They're an asset to their book club, or they're an asset to their exercise group. Everybody's trying to be a light in some way, shape, or form. But I want to kind of talk a little bit about what that looks like and where our responsibilities need to be in order to effectively be a light. Because I think we talk about it, but I don't think we know how to walk it out. And I think that's important because a lot of the questions that I hear from people who may view me as a mentor or coach or just somebody who's a really good, faithful friend, I hear a lot of things like, why am I here? What should I be doing? What's my purpose? I don't seem to fit in this area, but I feel like it's important for me to explore it. What do I do? So I've been hearing that a lot lately. So I'm hoping that what we talk about today will help answer some of those questions. I know some of our friends are listening, so hopefully they get the answer that they need. But I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 5 real quick, verse 14 through 16. Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16. It is out of the NIV, and it reads, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." We all want to be lights in the world. But the problem is that we all want that, but we also want to remain unplugged. I want you to catch that. We want to be light, but we want to be unplugged. That's not really how it works. If anything, even in the natural sense, if you have a flashlight and it's not plugged into a power source, it probably is running on batteries or on solar. So it has to be in a certain position to receive the sufficient amount of energy for it to operate and function correctly. And if it's battery operated, of course, you know the batteries are going to run out. You either have to get a new set of batteries or recharge the batteries that you have, and they're rechargeable, in order to have an efficient power source in that flashlight. In our personal human spiritual sense, it still falls in line. It's still the same premise. We need to be plugged into a power source in order to be the kind of light that we aspire to be. But people around us want to be unplugged. They don't want to be committed. They don't want to be in tune with the power source or attached or plugged in or adapt to the power source in order to be that light that they aspire to be. There's a passage in Luke chapter 8 that talks about how when it comes to light, there's nothing that's secret. Everything's going to be manifested. No thing can be hidden. Everything that needs to be known will be known. And it's like, you got to ask yourself, as you are aspiring to be a light in this world that we live in, are you willing to be fully out there, to be exposed, to see your life on display, to see your weaknesses on display? Do you want to be a light, or are we just talking about that in name only, but not in practice? Do you really want to be a light? It comes with some responsibilities that we read about. It can't be hidden under a bowl, but it's put on a stand. It's put on a pedestal, a platform. It's widely seen so that everybody in the house can receive that light. Do you want to be on that level? People aspire to have that kind of influential appeal. People even show it on social media. They want to be an influencer. It's one thing to be an advocate for a certain product that, you know, your followers may want to buy. It's a whole different level to be an influencer on this level, to be a light, to be a beacon of hope for somebody else who doesn't have that hope in their life, to be an example of peace for somebody who doesn't have peace that's following you on your social media account. That's a whole different level of influence. When we talk about being a light, that's a whole different level. Do you see yourself as a lighted candle? To do that, you got to be somebody who's profited from the word and are qualified to profit other people. You got to be in a place where you have received it enough in your own life that it can be a real impact to somebody else's life outside of yours. We want to be a light, but we can't stay unplugged. We got to attach ourselves to the power source. What is that? What's the source of all good things? What's the source of everything that is holy and righteous and just? Not trying to get too deep and religious, but let's be honest. For me, the word of God is the measuring stick. This is my show. This is what I talk about. This is what I really believe. The word of God is the measuring stick. And if you are somebody who aspires to be a light, you got to be attached to the power source. You got to be attached to the word of God. You got to be attached to the principles and the standards that God has in place for you as a citizen and a member of his kingdom, but also to be a light, to be an influence in the world that you live in your workplaces, in the places where you exercise, where you live, work, and play, in your household, before your family, before generation of people that live with you. To be a light means to be an influence, to be a standard bearer, to pour it out, spread that out so that others can see it. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to be a light on that level? That's the thing that we got to ask ourselves today. A lot of folks around us are proclaiming to be a light, but they don't point to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So is that a true light? Or is it an artificial light? Ask yourself that question. If you call yourself a believer, I'm talking to the believers today. If you call yourself a believer in Jesus Christ, if you believe or that you aspire to be somebody that lives a life that's governed by the word of God, governed by God's standards, if that's you and you believe that's you and you hope and pray that that's you, ask yourself, are you attached? I don't mean to a church or to a building. I've fallen for that trick for years. It's not legitimate. It's not something God even cares about the way we think he does. Your membership and your attendance doesn't make you holy. It doesn't mean that you're in the right place when it comes to his heart and your heart being aligned with that he wants. It doesn't mean that you're on point with him in the realm of relationship. It just means you're in a location where he theoretically should be. It doesn't mean that you have what you need. It doesn't mean that you are where you should be positionally with him. I belong to an incredible church. That's no issue there. But my relationship with Christ isn't relegated to whether I'm at church on that Sunday or not, or that Wednesday or not, or if I'm there with enough consistency to warrant God's favor and his blessing. I have that because he gave it to me. It's not because I go to a church of this magnitude and I'm there serving in a certain capacity. That's called duty-based ministry. And it's not something that God advocates. It's something that man pushes because man has an agenda for what he wants to happen with a church that he may pastor or lead. It doesn't always mean that God is positioning us to be in all these areas of ministry because we think it's going to please God. I've been in roles where I was associate pastoring, where I was doing outreach, where I was leading worship as a worship minister and director. I've been in places where I was doing 6 months of the teaching for a whole year, teaching seniors and teaching adults and college students, even teaching middle-aged children and elementary school children and middle school children. I've done that, and it got to the point where I was saying yes so much that I got burnt out and I wasn't able to serve anybody. I was incapacitated. I was dysfunctional. I wasn't focused, and I was just doing things thinking that that would please God. But it ended up hurting me more than it hurt anybody else. I didn't help anybody in that state. The empty vessel can't pour anything out to give anybody. And I was on E. So I'm talking to you guys today that call yourself believer, that you that feel as though you are a believer of Jesus Christ and you aspire to do his perfect will. If you're a light, you got to stay attached. I'm not talking about to a building. I'm not talking about friends who are related to the pastor. I'm not talking about people who are a part of your ministry that you're good friends with and have been for years. I'm talking about staying attached to the author and the finisher of your faith. Staying attached to the rock that's higher than I. I'm talking about staying attached to the living, breathing, moving word of God and the power of God. Staying attached to the presence of God. Being attached to God himself in sweet fellowship and relationship. Listening to him, honoring him, and obeying him. If you can do that, I believe it's not hard at all for you to be a light in this world, to be a role model and example, to be a component of this kingdom that's to come on earth as it is in heaven. I believe it's not impossible at all for you to be to a light that shines on that degree, to that level. But we can't do it artificially. What do you do when the batteries go dead? What do you do when there's no sun to use for solar energy and it's just dark and cloudy? What do you do then? The answer is in being attached to the source, where there is energy, where there is power. That's being attached to the word of God and in relationship. If you're not there and you don't know how to get there, reach out to me. I'd love to help you and offer some resources that can help you out. Make some introductions on your behalf to some folks that can help you out with this. But don't stand there on your own like an island trying to solve all the problems yourself. If you want to be a light, you got to stay attached to the light. I hope that makes sense to you. I really hope it does. If you have any questions for me, please reach out on all of our socials at They Call Me Mr. You. I'd love to help you and offer some insights and advice or some resources that can help you out. Hope this is encouraging to you. If you're a light, shine, baby. You got it. But we got it because it was given to us. Not because we had it all on our own, because of our own goodness. It was given to us. So use what you've been given and shine at the light that you are. Have a great day. Enjoy the music. Coach out. Thanks again for listening to They Call Me Mr. You, the podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show. Please like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for all of our full-length live episodes. And of course, if you're an audio listener, wherever you enjoy your podcast listening, you can find They Call Me Mr. You, the podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show. Go change the world. Coach out.